Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield. Made by you.
Sounds like this. Look out weekend. Sundays, 5 to 7 p.m. On Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Sundays, 5 to 7 p.m.
Now it's time for a breakdown.
Breakdown! Hello there, I am Pictish Trail.
Hi, this is Catherine Joseph.
Hi, this is Sam Genders from Tongue.
Hi, this is Hazel Wild from Lanterns on the Lake.
Hello, this is Dan Mangan.
And you're listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Let's fall in love with The Breakdown.
In the
good afternoon. And Tongue represents a non-more breakdown start to a Saturday 3 till 5 slot. A new record from the band, who are prepping their 8th studio album, Love You All Over Again, out in January. That is a track. That is Steve's only contribution to this week's show. Didn't know why. A single he sent me a couple of days ago. I'm very glad that he did. Features the return of Jenny, the mysterious Jenny, who has appeared on two previous Tongue tracks in the past. And yeah, she's a mischievous one. We have no Steve today, no John, no Pete, no nobody in the studio with me. So it's an old school Joel solo breakdown. I've got 49 tracks on my playlist, so I think I am going to be all right. A mixture of stuff from this week and stuff from last week that we didn't quite get to. There's going to be plenty today. An album of the week by Linda's new music from records by Gut Health, La Femme. Going to play you a Young Knives single very soon this afternoon. Youth Lagoon as well. In fact, we're going to play the new Youth Lagoon track now for you. And a wonderful title track by Lily Seabird called Duckhead, but change duck for something else. Youth Lagoon put out one of the best albums of 2023. I think it was 2023, was it? Yeah, Heaven is a Junkyard. And Trevor, is it Trevor Powers? It's Trevor anyway, Trevor's in my head, is back with a new track. I think this might be the second of two this year. It's called My Beautiful Girl. So I'm going to play you this, and then we'll go into something from last week's Album of the Week by Orla Garland.
Okay, on your mark. Go.
I hold your hand while you're holding up the candle. You understand what you're bold enough to handle. You understand what to say. My beautiful girl. My beautiful girl. On the mantle, you stash your pills at the bottom of his sandals. His feet are wearing away. My beautiful girl. My beautiful girl. My beautiful girl. My beautiful girl.
You are listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live. Sheffield Live.
One, two, three, four. I just wanna stay in and get high with you. I wanna eat yogurt on the couch with you. But when I'm 40, will I feel this way? I think when I'm 40, I'll still feel this way. I wanna talk about the scary future with you. I wanna talk about all the things that we shouldn't do. Someone said love. They're right. It's a coffee.
That was Orla Gartland with Simple.
That
was
sick. Should we listen?
Yeah, that's the one she talks over the end, isn't it? Okay, Simple, the track. I've tried to get onto there. From Everyone Needs a Hero, our last week's album of the week here at The Breakdown. And we helped it with that push. Gets it to number 43 on the charts. Her highest placing by far, I would have thought, for her. Well, that's her third record. No UK tour announced yet. She's got a North American tour coming up in a couple of weeks, starting at beginning of November. And I would have thought there'd be something in the new year in the UK, but just not yet. There was, before that, Youth Lagoon with My Beautiful Girl, and it will always be good to hear that voice on The Breakdown. The album of the week this week is produced by, well, it's the Linda Lindas. So the four-piece from LA, yes, who went viral a few years ago by doing something very, very good in a library, and have since turned out to be a definite proposition with longevity and a whole lot of tunes. The second record is called No Obligation, and there's going to be at least two tracks from it this afternoon. Playing in its favour is the fact that some of the songs are very short, so we might get an old school three tracks in this today. But I'm going to start with something from Lose Yourself, and then I am going to go directly into another track from an album out this week, from La Femme. Rock Machine is their new record, and from it you're going to hear Sweet Babe.
Down.
Hi, this is Vanity Fairy, and you're listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live.
Wait, I think something's just happened.
Almost missed that one this morning, La Femme. The French act's sixth record by them, Rock Machine, their first done sung entirely in English out yesterday, and from it that was Sweet Babe. Could easily have been the record of the week, but that went to Linda Linders, whose No Obligation, their second album, you heard Lose Yourself from just before. Let's stick now with the records out yesterday and go to the first new artist of the day, Australian six-piece Gut Health, who have been making a name for themselves for a couple of years now in the grassroots circuit in their Melbourne home. Their record Stiletto, we have previously missed the singles from, because I was going through it today thinking, right, we'll play that. Nope, been a single. Nope, can't play that one. It's a single. This one wasn't, though. This is Restless. I think we will go straight into the comeback record for the Young Knives after this. They've been away for a while. Dissolution is the track you will hear. Trouble 7 after that. Yeah, it's all falling into place.
Mutual appeal. Love passed. What's up, Sheffield? This is Jeff from Living Body, and you're listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM.
I must object to the current received wisdom and the modern social system championing the individual's bodies and minds, existence and time. Both are just projections of an ego in rejection, and in this dream, as real as it seems, the scarcity fallacy makes up the clear majority of thoughts in our heads. Are we better off dead? Ah, you'll see it so much clearer when you banish past and future and your dissolution. They're the worst roommates ever. If you still aren't sure, let me see if I can put some more meat on the bones. We are led to believe there is always something more that we need, and how to satiate it, we must get our hands on it. Then we will find that we have been supplied. Miracle of miracles, but now consult the oracles who say if you train your mind to need more time, you'll forever be left wanting, because you're always missing out that way insanity lies. Wanna give that a try? This perception of duality obscures the true eternity of dissolution. 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 It's all you need. Dissolution.
Okay, latest double there was Gut Health First with a track from the album Stiletto, which was out yesterday, and you heard, which one was it that I played in the end? It was Restless, and that went into something from the welcome return of Young Knives. Dissolution is a track, the lead track from their sixth record, entitled Landfill, out in 2025, and they are following the, well, the track. Album is released on the 24th of January, and then they have a tour starting on the 28th, going through to the start of February. Locally, Manchester Deaf Institute and the Brudenelle on the 7th of February. 5th for Manchester Deaf Institute and 7th for Brudenelle. For Young Knives. Okay, first record since 2020's Barbarians. Yeah, all right, let's move to my treble seven. What have I got first? That's it. That's it. Touche Amore are hardcore legends who only ever seem to get played on the breakdown in Olympic years. They got one in 2016, 2020, and now, 2024, they're getting something from their Spiral in a Straight Line sixth record, which came out yesterday. I'm going to play you a track from it by called Mezzanine, and it's going to be followed by something new singles from Big Pig and Eva Decimal, and One of Those Days, respectively. So, Treble 7 launched.
And across the state of-
The Breakdown, Treble 7.
Thank you.
squeezing the life out.
Very quickly, but that's what Treble Sevens do, and I should have known that. Eva. Last week we played a song called Evie, who I originally mistook as being Eva, so it was quite pleasant. Then a Eva track appeared this week, and it was Treble Seven worthy. 2:10 there on one of those days. I'm not sure what that's going to be from at the moment. There's not many details at the moment about the band. I do know, actually. Do know they've got a tour coming in 2025 in March, and they are playing in Sheffield, Hallamshire Hotel, on the 25th of that month. Before, got something more about Big Pig. Big Pig, decimal track you heard. So, debut album is coming out next year and is called, has it got a name yet? I know that was the mixtape, Bubblegum, last year. And it doesn't seem to have been a lot of Big Pig tracks. But no name on the album yet. It's just, it is coming in 2025, though. That track, Decimal, features Big Pig flitting between Spanish and English lyrics, as she has the right to do, and mocks the latest installments of Big Pig always being played on the breakdown, which is the case. Touche Amore there, before kicked off the Treble Seven with something from, with Mezzanine from their Spiral in a Straight Line, sixth record, which was out yesterday. Okay, going to go back a week now to a artist who's never been played on the breakdown before, and I'm not entirely sure why. I've just forgot to do the requisite amount of searching before, but Blood Incantation is the band I am going to play next, and it's a big track we're going to do. The album was absolute everywhere and came out last week. There's only six tracks on it, six or seven actually, 52 minutes. This track is one of the shortest ones on it, 5 minutes 57. It's getting a lot of people excited in metal circles, and I can tell why. I'll be back on the other side. We'll be right back. And it kind of goes on to the next song then on the particular tablet that it is on the album. Blood Incantation is the name of the band we just played, and that is a track called The Message from their Absolute Elsewhere album, which was out last week. Yes, going to go now to a track whose title I cannot pronounce on air. It's called Duckhead is the title, but not Duck. And it was written by Lily Seabird when she was 16 years old. Now, Lily Seabird released an album earlier on this year called Alas, and it's been reissued as... Well, it's been reissued, and there's going to be an Alas acoustic version out on the 15th of November. There's 6 tracks on the acoustic version, 4 of which appeared on the original Alas, and Duckhead didn't. This it will be played now, and I'll probably follow it up with something thematically suitable.
There's a difference from being mad and sad. I don't know what it is, but it goes on inside my head. And I wish you didn't have to see me crumble before you like I am. 'Cause there's another side of me. Well, she's standing on the opposite side of the street. Well, there's another side of me that I know that you don't want to see. But if you knew me like I did, bet you wouldn't stand me like I do. Well, I wish I didn't have to throw it all away. Wipe a clean slate and find a new place to stay. And I wish you didn't have to see me crumble before you like I am. 'Cause there's another side of me. Well, she's standing on the opposite side of the street. Well, there's another side of me that I knew that you don't see. But if you knew me like I did, I bet you wouldn't stand there like I do. And I'm standing on the road and I'm trying to write you a letter. Well, I just wanted to let you know that my brain isn't fried, fried, fried. Though I died many years before, I wish I could have told you that I love you more. 'Cause there's another side of me. Wish you're standing on the opposite side of the street. But there's another side of me that I know that you don't want to see. But if you knew me like I did, I bet you wouldn't stand there like I do.
Hi, this is Catherine Woods from Fresh, and you're listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live.
Well, I got nothing but time, no time for living. I've been everywhere, but it's all the same. I just need somebody that I can lean on. Nobody wants to keep you when you're in love with the game. But you know that I can't let go, and there ain't nothing left to show. Got the feeling I can't say no. There's so many fun.
people that I believe in. They don't care where I'm going. Stop this show.
Well, I got nothing but time. No time for living. I used to be somebody, but that was so long ago.
Look around that you won't see me. Just a picture of what I used to be. There ain't nothing to set me free. But you know that I can't let go. And there ain't nothing left to show. Got the feeling I can't say no without a leg to stand on. But you won't see me. Just a picture of what I used to be. There ain't nothing to set me free. But you know that I can't let go. And there ain't nothing left to show. Got the feeling I can't say no.
Over from last week, but worth the wait. Andrew Bird and Madison Cunningham are next week putting out a record called Cunningham Bird, which is a full cover version of Lindsey Buckingham's and Stevie Nicks' landmark 1973 album. Can you tell I'm reading that off of the screen? Buckingham Nicks. And that was Without a Leg to Stand On, the third of three pre-release singles ahead of it. Before, you heard Duckhead by Lily Seabird, and now I have a strange amount of time, but I'm going to play by a kind of a motto that everyone should, if in doubt, Kim Deal. Good Time Pushed is the new single.
Thank you.
from the debut album Nobody Loves You More. That's Kim Deal with A Good Time Pushed. Okay, real strange amount of time now. Oh, hey up. Not having that one yet. Let's go to something from last week that we didn't get to. Dawn Richard and Spencer Czar put out an album in their latest collaboration, Quiet in a World Full of Noise. Let's play something from that. Oh, there is a shorter one. Let's go with this. This is Stay.
I'm begging, please.